Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Good evening, people. I'm welcome to another edition of Birds Talk Radio. Hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving. Really didn't eat too much and didn't gain too much weight for the racing season of 2013. We're going to kind of jump on into the program tonight. Hopefully we'll have several more to kind of chime on where they can come on and kind of explain some class and stuff. But in the meantime, we got a few things to kind of go over tonight. One being, are there any more races left this year to really race? I know trying to get like a little street thing going on at Hub City December 8th. Nothing really, no event, anything. There's a bunch of bikes around the area that don't all show up and kind of do some racing around. So we can kind of open the mic now up to let anybody out there that's listening, if they kind of wanted to express anything for us, making a call on it, either at a thing where they was racing at or something, you know, in a few more weeks, to come on now and kind of get it out. Because I know a lot of people around here are still looking for races and stuff, so I'm sure it's the same way at other places too. So we'll take about 5 minutes and kind of open the mic if anyone had anything to say for us, any other tracks that that's going to be open. No one testing and tuning or something, we'll take the time now and kind of let you express. I know one being Phoenix City, I think, I don't know the exact date, I think that was this weekend or something they were saying too about they was trying to do some racing there. So, like I said, we'll open the mics up now. If anybody wanted to say anything, whatever, we can do that now. We got one caller, open up the mic, 0143. Your mic is open. 0143, your mic is open. Okay, 0143, your line is open. Well, we'll give them time to regroup. Is there anybody else out there got any announcements or any racetracks that they know of that's going to be open the following weeks? Or at the bike guys looking for somewhere to go and race? Use this time now to kind of open the mics up. Okay. Another question I want to ask, guys, it's been brought up on a few occasions. Okay, we got another caller here, 3365. your mic is open.
Hey, hey.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it'll be a couple of races down here in Florida in the month of December. The Bike Bash, December the 9th. I think that's on a Sunday. The All Bikes. That's All Bikes. And then I think the 14th, 15th, and 16th in Bradenton.
Okay.
That's a couple here in Florida.
That's the 13th and
14th,
you said? Down there in Bradenton.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one on the 9th in Orlando. I think that's on the 20th.
Okay.
The weather's going to be good.
Yeah, because I think I was surfing today online, I think, in Florida. They had like 81-degree weather, I believe. That was yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
I said, man, you can't beat that down there towards Bradenton.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's nice. We also wanted to kind of be the first, well, actually, the guys that's online now, to be the first to let you know that we are planning a Fat Tuesday event this year down at State Capitol Raceway. That's going to be February the 23rd. We're kind of going to get the fly in the videos, all that stuff ready to kind of roll out maybe next week sometime. But again, that's going to be the first thing in the Mardi Gras race. We're actually hosting myself and Big J. It's going to be February the 23rd. And the class is going to be short wheelbase, heavy hitter. I think we're going to break the heavy hitter class up into two. I think that's a project that Big J is going to be working on. And we also going to have a Pro Mod Gamblers race and a Street ET class. And I'm looking into one more, but we're going to try to see if time soon going to be on our side. And plus Grudge, too. So just kind of want to throw that out there to you, too. That date is February the 23rd. Now, this race, December 13th, 14th, is that bike and car, or is that just, that's the big running Sunday thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's both bike and cars. And
okay.
Yeah, it starts at Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like a winner.
But the one on the ninth of December in Orlando will be all bike.
Okay. Orlando, that's down near, I'm not at a map here. That's a quarter mile track or 8 mile track?
Quarter mile.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, thanks. And actually, what's your screen name or name?
Stack.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that info. Actually, do we have anybody else with any announcements of any tracks that's opening the latter part of November and the early part of, well, not November, actually the first, we're actually for the month of December for people to get in the last minute race. I'm sure Alabama guys should chime in because I'm sure, I know some tracks should be open over there as well. While people getting the thought, I got a question too to kind of get you guys' opinion on. It's been a big argument over here. We was trying to debate if you're in a grudge race with somebody and you just accidentally cross over the line after you pass the finish line, would that automatically disqualify the guy that crossed over another guy line after you went through the finish line, or
shouldn't
matter?
Nah.
Okay.
Don't cross over before you hit the finish line.
That's what I was thinking. We've got another caller here. 9499. We're going to open the mic up. 9499, your mic is open.
Yes. What you just said about after you pass the finish line, the race is over with. So if you happen to go on my side, your side, whatever, it doesn't matter. But that's to the race now. If you do all that, it doesn't matter. Now, before the race, if you cross over, you know, you're disqualified.
Right.
That's just my input.
But the race was over, and this guy crossed over, and the other guy lame, man. It was a big stink over there.
It shouldn't have been.
Nah, the race is over.
The race over.
Came on.
Yeah. Is this Super Bowl?
Hmm?
Is this Super Bowl on the line?
No, not Super Bowl. I'm sure Soup is on, though.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard.
No, you didn't hear Soup. Yeah, you didn't hear Soup this time. I'm sure he may chime on in, though.
Yeah, Chris, this for Tay. I'm finna go to Korea for a year, but I just got some disturbing news. He sent me something talking about this little list I posted on Psychobite, and he been looking for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm down, but I said like this. My pops always told me, if you can't beat them, join them. So best believe I'm going to join forces. I'm coming out looking gangster when I come back. That's all I'm going to say. They thought they had something soft. They really finna see now. They really finna see now. And ain't no need to hide it no more. This grudge game that got crazy, ain't no need to hide it no more. Because anybody, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to put it out there.
Who you
put a
join with?
Oh, I'm gonna stay who I'm with, but the thing is, you know, I came out there, 70-inch street tie, little slider. I made a little noise, racing flat slick boosters. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta get like them. And so you even up the playing field then. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you can't beat them, join them. So,
hold on 1 second, AJ. We may have a 6452. Your mic is on.
Forte.
Yes, sir.
You knew what I had when you drew on me, right? Ain't nothing.
And I'm
going to
phone you.
Flat.
Super phone. When I come back, I'm coming back from Korea. I'm coming back from Korea in either August or September. I got to go serve, right? I'm in the military. When I come back, I want your head in a pickle jar. I'm coming for you in a pickle jar. I'm gonna put eggs around you guys, garlic, pepper, all that. They told me HTP power, but I got some folks. Believe
what,
me,
Forte. You can have the eggs and all the pickles. You just keep giving me your damn money. That's all that matters.
the way I did you, I'm gonna tell you some soup bone. Soup bone.
I hear you.
You ought to be ashamed for what you got.
I don't feel ashamed for somebody calling me out. I didn't call you out, player. You called me out. What should I feel ashamed about?
That's racing, though. That's racing. You can't win them all.
I mean, that's racing. So tell me, why should I feel ashamed? Why should I feel ashamed? You knew what the hell it was when you drew on it.
No. Because if I spent what I'm finna spend, and I know
I don't give a damn what you spend.
Just let me talk.
Okay, go ahead.
If I go out there and get wore out, buy a bike that I know ain't spent what I spent. Oh, I'm going to feel embarrassed. I am. Either that or I'm going to feel like a dumb young man. A dumb. But it's okay. That's a part of racing. If you can't deal, if you can't beat them, join them.
Yep.
That's one thing about it. So I'm coming over to
you.
I'm coming over to your knees. We're going to look just alike.
But let me
I don't know what you think I got. I just got a regular old street bike. Ain't that what everybody say?
No,
I got a regular street bike. It's just got a pretty skirt on it.
I tell you what, you got a gangster, but you don't know how to ride. But I'm finna eat you off the field, and I'm gonna show you how to ride.
Hey, I don't need to know how to ride as long as I get to the damn finish line first.
You right. But I'm coming. I'm telling you, I ain't gonna hold it no more. I ain't gonna hold it no more. I'm coming.
So you don't need to hold it. You don't need to hold it. I've been waiting on your ass all year. I've been hoping you would let your nuts drop.
Yeah, and I'm the only one stepped up to you, right? And I'm gonna keep stepping up.
No, sir. The same one on that turbo. He stepped up too. He tried to run you. You wouldn't run him either.
Who was that? Who?
Darnell. Then he tried to
never met Darnell. No. If my bike ain't right, I can't race. Soup Bone, right or wrong.
I feel.
I raced everybody if my bike was right, and you got to admit that.
Right. Well, whenever you get it ready,
you had a better machine than me the next day, I knew, but I'm going to equal it up. I'm going to fix that. You ain't got nothing to worry about that. I'm going to fix that. I'm going to fix that.
Okay.
Well, let me put this off on the table. I know this is a long way off, but if this race doesn't take place before November, can that race happen at Trundle? I think we probably can do
it. Oh, I'm going to tell you something. I'm gonna promise you this, Chris. Banshee Love, I'm going to promise you this. If I tell you, goddamn, there's cheese on the moon, brain crackers, because I'm going to, man, I want his head in the jar. He's running from Ken Ford now. You know, stuff like that. But I'm coming.
Forte.
I'm coming.
How do you fix your mouth to say I'm running from Ken? You don't know anything
because
about our race.
I put his money in his pot so he can drag
you.
You don't know anything.
You
ain't no good, so you're going to go hide. Duh.
What? Well, tell you, I still got some of your damn money left. I don't need to hide. If he wins, you're just getting your money.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I give my tithes and offering. It don't hurt me. I give tithes and offering.
The
Lord said,
what?
Lord said, give, and multiply. I'm not worried about
what?
That little chump
change. Well, I'll tell you,
that's what I'm telling you. If I lose, it ain't going to hurt me. It ain't my money.
Okay.
Well, you didn't spot that money. You can get that up. You didn't spot that much. You just put $300 in the pot anyway. Because we know you ain't did nothing.
Do what
now? You ain't did nothing but put $300 in the pot now. You got to understand.
Oh,
you got to watch you got.
One that was up there borrowing money from Shoeshine the last time we was in Killendale to pay off a bet that you couldn't cover. Come on now, keep it real.
Hey,
I was there.
Let me tell you this. Okay, you said what you had to say. Okay, if I got money in my truck and he got money on his wallet, yeah, he's going to pay for me and then I'm going to say, hey, I get you in the truck. That's what homeboys do, right, cousin?
Soup bone. Then after the race, I'll be low
holding
that
pin
up in the trail.
Okay.
I ain't seen
that
bike since then.
Black slick HTP powered motorcycle. And I'm sitting on a street tire, 70 inches, slide. I didn't ask for nothing. I treat the fuck out of you, and you barely caught me, and you talking shit? You better go watch the film, guys.
Hey, Forte. The race don't, it don't matter who tree, who lead, for as long as you cross the damn finish line.
It don't.
Meet me there next time.
When I come back, it'll be August, September, I'll call you. I say, hey, big boy, we got some business to do. Let's get to the round table and make this happen. That's all you're going to hear.
Okay. Now, that's fair with me, Forte.
Okay.
It's been real simple with me. Either
you
want raise or you don't.
Well,
I never
said,
drew on you
happened.
Or Shoe Shack.
This is going to be the thing. If you all get this race on before the end, even in November, because this has been going on for almost about 2 years, man. It's a year.
Well, I got his head in my backyard. I don't know how the hell he going to race without his head.
Oh, man, you ain't got nobody's head, dude. That long.
Either
that bike ain't right or you ain't right. Y'all need to fix that junk.
It's me. I ain't right, damn it. But that money is.
I ain't going to be, too.
I ain't worth a damn. I want everybody to know.
Nah, I'm sitting on the pig on the side of the road. I'm
going to
cut your head off.
You make sure you have it in the piggy bank ready to pay when you get finished.
$300 Come on.
I don't know where you get your information from, baby.
Y'all thank y'all for bowling.
We don't think nothing. That's what the damn haters think. We don't think nothing. You ain't never heard us say no shit like that. We think we some balls. That's what a damn
y'all
hater think.
It's about who win or lose.
That's right. That's all it is. I ain't never had a problem losing.
I don't care.
I don't get swole up. I don't puff up. I pay.
You pay your little $300.
Boy, you silly. You are silly.
I'm that quiet boy that's going to stay on that same note. He's going to stay on that same note.
What's that?
I'll tell
you what. I hope you be safe over there in Korea or whatever. I want you to come back. I want you to get everything you're looking for.
Man, I'm going to tell you, y'all going to have to give me a crown. I'm going to be singing my own song at the track. Shit.
You
ain't got to
do
that much money. No, I'm going to sing it. You gonna sing it for me.
I'm going to give you a crown. I'll give you a damn crown when we get through finished racing. It's going to be Crown Royal, though.
I don't drink Crown Royal, not unless it's reserved for black.
Damn. Man, just because
you
ride
you on the line, first one, please. Huh? No, I'll just send a message off of Big J if he was on the line to press one. I just kind of wanted
Big
to come
J
out and kind of explain about this hip hitter class. I know at one time they were trying to break it up into two classes with the weight, because I think for the guys that 250 plus, it's not fair for them to run the guys with the little 220 and 230 pound guys.
Yeah. The guys from 190 to 220.
Yeah. That's just the blood pressure. You made time on them.
I think Big J was in here. He was in there because I heard the blast.
Okay. All right, we got another caller here. 5051, your mic is open.
It's just Neil. I'm just trying to get in. Be nosy.
Right, Neil, what's up with you, Neil?
What's happening?
This phone tape, baby, ain't nothing.
I know your voice. I heard your head, and then I got dropped off on accident. Hey, I heard Subone say he going to clean your clock.
Hey, you don't believe that, dude. You seen what I ran in with. Hey, real talk. A real man came to another man. He had a bigger gun, but I tried him, and I'm going to try him again, because that's me.
Now, that's the way grudge go, baby. That's it. That's how grudge go.
God, one second. Hey, we got another caller here. 0571. Your mic is open.
It's me.
What's going on?
It's G Ma.
What's up, G Ma?
All good.
H Town in the house.
Yeah, see that.
H Child.
Hey, so Forte, y'all come up with something or what?
Man, I'm going to be real with you. What I come up with, and I present it out there. Y'all drive, we drive, Media Kennedale. Hey, we can make it happen.
Yeah, you drive to Kennedale's an hour. I'll drive to Kennedale's 4 hours.
My drive to Kennedale ain't no hour. I don't know who you Googled, MapQuest. Mm-mm.
Well, obviously, it must be closer because you ain't trying to drive this way, though.
If it's going to be 2.5 hours for me, and what, 3.5 for you?
4 hours.
It might as well meet there. Well, okay. Well, it's going to be 2.5 for me.
Forte, how far are you from Houston?
Four.
Huh?
4.
4 hours?
4 hours.
What about criminal guys? Well, I think I'll be open to criminal this weekend.
Yeah.
That's about the way
you're
going, Jamal.
Where?
You said
Crandall.
What?
Criminal up in Texas.
I mean,
man,
before
we go to shitty San Antonio, but I don't care.
Okay.
No, I know San Antonio ain't 4 hours from me.
No, San Antonio is 2 hours from me.
Then it's like 2 hours for us.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Shit, I'm all ears.
I'm waiting on the phone call right now. I present this. I get on Chad's bike. You put somebody at least 240 on your bike.
Hey.
Nobody 240 ain't going to fit on my bike. They going to ride JP bike.
It don't make me none.
You ride Chad's bike. I run you wherever you want to go. See, all this got started with me not riding the bike, posting a picture of me sitting on John's bike. So Chaz chimes in that he want to race. Well, he'll race me on it. So I haven't never ridden it, so we were going to do it anyway.
You have run now. You got to understand.
Me right. So since we already said that, what day we going to do it?
I got to, like I said, I'm waiting on this phone call. As soon as I get this phone call, I can tell you what day he want to do. He's the owner of the bike. I'm just telling you, hey, I slide my nuts on this shit.
So we don't really even know if it's even going to happen then.
No. The Chaz talking about everybody need to come to Kennedale Sunday.
Nah, nigga, we ready. We ready right now for whatever. I mean, I just got chimed in or whatever. I thought some shit was already locked and loaded.
Well, you know, he tried to change it up.
I tell you what, G-Mo, you can't. They can't get you a race with his rider, with Chad's rider on there, and you.
Man,
and
stop
body.
Calling him his rider. You talking about Brandon. Just call the nigga name out.
I don't know.
He'll put Brandon on it. I already fucked Brandon up. Brandon can get on. We can either go to 8 or quarter. I don't care.
Okay.
Nigga, I don't give a shit about that dude being light. Fuck him up anyway.
That's a
done deal. I told him they can get it.
We said that the other day.
Yeah, I called them and told them I wanted to fuck him up again. So what else are we gonna do? Nothing.
Hey, I'm on this grudge talk. Hey, you gonna be able to go to San Antonio Friday or Saturday?
I'd rather Friday. Saturday's my mom's memorial.
Friday would be perfect.
Yeah, I got a wedding Friday. I got a wedding Friday, and then Saturday we do it. So that's what I'm saying. Not this week. The only thing we can do this weekend is Kennedale on Sunday. That's it.
Yeah, I'm not coming to Kennedale on Sunday.
We could do it on next Friday, the 7th, for the motorcycle shootout.
Yeah, but see how shit's changing up right now? Shit's going to change it next week, too.
Hey, it's my bike down. I'm just riding with my team.
But I know, but they got you out here speaking on it already.
Who's speaking
on what?
Now
you got to verify if it's cool.
No, I said Kennedale. That's what I said. Now, you said San Antonio.
Then that's a four-hour drive for us. So think about it. That's 10 hours of us being on the road.
Let me put it to you like this, Jamal. Every time we have drove to Houston, we got Paul's bullshit that didn't want to run it. We got Neil's bullshit.
Paul's not on the phone.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about with them. Every damn time I drove up there, I don't know how many times.
Paul's not even on the phone, so it don't make no sense to speak on.
First
you think
stop, you ain't never came to Houston to race me, so don't come with that. You ain't never planned to come to Houston to race me, ever.
You hear what I'm saying? I just said I did not say you. I'm trying to make myself clear. I just said I got a bad taste in my mouth because every time I drive,
you got.
Houston,
I mean, but you got a bad taste in your mouth.
What
are
you saying?
AT&T?
Oh, what the hell? Yeah, pretty good.
Well,
what
the
hell are you
doing? What the hell are you doing?
Well, the race is not happening Friday.
That
is not happening
that,
Saturday.
This is grudge talk. I got y'all merged on grudge talk, man.
Yeah. Well, no, I know that you can sit right there and listen. You can ask Forte what I just said about you a little while ago when we talked. I said I have nothing against Jamal. Every time
I ain't got nothing against nobody.
I've already said that if you want to run Brandon on our bike, you can, and you agree to it. And
yeah,
I know you think you're going to
run
it. We'll do that race. But let me tell you something. Everything ain't going to happen on Houston's terms. In Houston's time. I mean, because, dude, I've been burnt too many damn times.
Think about it. If you call me and you say, okay, we're going to put a rider on you or whatever, not. I'm like,
I didn't say this weekend.
But then, but think about it. And then now I got to drive 4 hours to come race with you.
How many times do you go?
That's what I'm saying. If we only stay 2 hours away from each other, I got to go 4 hours to do that race.
How many times have I drove to Houston and not got any dispatcher? I'm not saying that with you, but let me tell you, I'm not going to drive just to Houston. I'm not driving to Houston just to see you and run. I want Paul to get off of his butt and Neil to actually do something and run, too.
First of all, I told y'all we would lock up $1,000
to
race. What are y'all talking about?
Come on, man. They're going to race. If you just come,
man,
I'm
y'all
going to
go back and forth.
It's always back and forth.
Just showed up to do a test with him.
If we just showed up. That's the same thing every time. If we just show up, when we do show up, we don't get nothing.
Yeah, but most of the time, you just showed up. I don't see it.
Let me tell you something, Jamal. You were standing right there when Paul pulled that crap with us. And you were there the last time we were at Kennedale when Neil pulled that crap.
What are you talking about? I pulled that crap.
Who's on that? Is that Neil?
Yeah, it is me.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about, Neil. We came down to Houston. Chaz was sitting right there, and I said, you and Chaz run. You're going to run. You sit there instead. You sit right there instead. As soon as I get my bike ready to go, we'll go. We waited. Then you said your bike wasn't ready. We're like, okay,
Look, you're wasting a whole bunch of time that we don't need to be wasting.
A whole bunch
right
of time.
I'm wasting more time and gas driving down there not to get nothing done. Because Paul,
I posted on Facebook.
Ain't going to do anything. And Neil, you ain't done anything either.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. You,
let me. I got a scenario for you guys.
We got five people talking. I can't hear anybody.
Why don't you play puck out?
What about, I don't do that puck out crap. Okay, we're gonna do puck out polls. That's $250.
Chris.
Yeah.
If I could get a chance to say something, I posted on Facebook 2 days ago that we would put up $1,000 punk out money. Because they start talking about they were going to come and not going to race this, that, and other.
No. Hold on.
Wait,
we did not say we were coming.
Are
this
you not
going
to let me finish? Do you
well,
want
I'm
me
gonna
to
straighten you as we go along?
Forward it to everybody. Jamal saw the post. Paul saw the post. Paul said he would bet odd money.
Did I respond to it, or Chaz respond to it? Said we'd be there this weekend.
Chaz responded to it that he would do it if he could get off work.
Did Chaz respond to it and say we would be there this weekend?
He said, as long as he could get off work, yeah. But then you come with all the other drama.
No. I'll refresh your memory. And I'll go back and I'll copy and post it and send
it
back to you in an email and on Facebook.
It doesn't matter. Do y'all want to raise this weekend or not?
If you go back and read, Chaz's exact words were, we cannot make it there this Sunday because we cannot drive back to 3 or 4 in the morning to be back to work. Just
look,
like you can't make it to Kennedale because you have work on Sunday.
Yeah, but think about what you're saying, though, Chaz. We drive in 4 hours, and y'all only stay 2 hours from us.
It's three hours.
I mean, why would you
I'm
drive it over whatever to
but
go?
But, you know, every time, Jamal, every time we have to drive to Houston.
Man.
We have to drive to Houston.
Think
every
about it. But what other track is there to go to? Kennedale? Man, really? So we're going to drive to Dallas to go race now? One race
well,
and come back?
What, so you want to do it 15 minutes away from your house? How convenient.
My house ain't 15 minutes from the track.
Okay, well, 30 minutes, 40 minutes from the track. It's 4 hours, plus. Almost 3.5.
Yeah, we're gonna put you all on hold for.
Man, I guess.
We got several more people here with their hands up, so we're gonna open up the mic just for 1 second. 8025, the mic is open.
Your
mic is open. Okay.
Where they at?
Yeah, it's taking a delay here. They may be on. One second. Back to this race, though, for this. I mean, to me, if you all would cancel that park out thing, and I guess consider a designated place that would be halfway for the two of you, I think this race would go on and take place.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a 4-hour drive for them, it's a 3-hour drive for us to go to Kennedale. It ain't much difference. An extra hour, if they're that confident on, and we got 3 or 4 races set up that they can make, you know, $1,300, $1,400, maybe $1,500, that sounds like a pretty good drive for 4 hours to me if they're that confident on it.
Well, hell, who want to race who?
We've already said. The only race that I know that I have talked to somebody, because I'll speak for myself. Me and Jamal talked and said that Jamal would run Kid Mitchum on our bike. And Jamal agreed to it. I agreed to it. We're fine. We're good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
From what I hear,
I Forte will run Paul, whoever, on Chan's bike. Out the back door. It don't matter. You ain't got to bet the bank with me.
Friday.
Here we go with all this back and forth again.
Let me ask you this, Sam. What are you all planning on coming over to the Fat Tuesday event?
The Fat Tuesday? You talking about
I'm talking about in February. It's steakhouse.
Yeah, definitely I'll be at there.
I'm saying the Houston crew was planning on coming over there, and I'm trying to get up with Chad. Now, just in case it doesn't happen.
That's me. I'm going to be there.
What about you, Chad?
Hey,
This is actually Steve. It's Cop. But at this point, I don't know if we'll make that. But I tell you what, I'll go all out and say this: getting there an MLK race coming up at HMP.
Yeah, that's old. That's a car race. We talking about the bike race.
they don't run any bikes there?
Yeah, well, he's talking about bikes.
Hell, we only need one pass. Well, we don't need five or six. We can come and go right off the trailer. We only need one pass. I don't care how many cars.
Man, if you're that confident with your one pass, come get it.
Come Sunday. One pass.
Let me tell you something. Since Jamal, you know what? I'm trying to be cool and everything. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But let me tell you, everybody that's on here that's listening, I'm going to tell y'all why I want to go to Kennedale. Because I know if you guys will get in the car and drive 4 hours, there won't be any, my bike ain't ready. It's not right. If you want to drive 4 hours,
I've never been to no track and told anybody my shit wasn't ready.
I'm not saying you.
Paul said he ain't ready because his bike ain't together, so he's supposed to be riding.
You just made a good example, Jamal.
Your shit ain't ready.
Everybody's gonna love it.
Just like Fortune shit wasn't ready. There's more people on the phone than shit wasn't ready.
Hold on, Jamal. Let me get this one thing out, and I'll let you speak all you want.
This is the thing, Chad. Steven. If somebody's shit ain't ready, man, you can't make the motherfuckers
run their bike. You know what? You're even building up more to what I'm trying to say. Listen to what I'm trying to say.
At this point, I'm just talking about shit that we can do right now.
Okay. I'm agreeing with that too. Let me tell you what I'm trying to say. You just said Paul's bike is not ready, right? Is that right?
Paul's not even on the line. I don't even know why we're talking about Paul right now.
No. I'm talking about Paul. I'm not speaking to no other man at this point.
I said this before.
The man's not online,
so we need to stop talking about that man. Let's talk about who's on the line.
That's my whole conversation, so I don't care if he's online or not. I don't care. But this is what I'm talking about.
I just gave you his number. 713-826-9.
Oh, I know Paul's number. You don't have to. Hold on a second. I'm not even talking about Paul. Let's just say I'm talking about a fictional character here. Why would somebody
just say, look, just say what it is.
Let me say it. Why would somebody get on Cycle Bike and try to lock in a $2,000 to $3,000 race with somebody that doesn't even have a bike ready? You try to lock in a $2,000 race and not even tell somebody that their bike is not ready? What kind of crap is that?
Just put on punk out, man. You ain't go through that.
All right, guys, we got several more callers. We're going to open up the mics at this time. 8025, your mic's open. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Chris? This is Banks.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, boy?
Hey,
what's happening?
What's up, man?
Man, same old shit.
I understand that. Hey, Forte, let's talk about me giving you the backside knocking your jaw loose.
Say what now?
I said, let's talk about me giving you the backside knocking your jaw loose.
You going to give me the backside?
And knocking your jaw loose.
He's not riding his own bike, and he's going to be 8 miles over.
Hold on, Forte. You can't do like everybody else is doing. Don't talk about it because you don't have a bike. Everybody else can talk about when they don't have their bike. You can't do that.
Hey, Forte, you coming out
for Fat Tuesday? No, I'm going to be gone, man. I'm going to go overseas, man.
My
bike is probably in. You know, make some noise up, rattling chains and stuff. It's the holiday season.
Shit, Fat Tuesday ain't going to be no holiday season.
Let me fix this up a little. I just got a message here from Custom Cut. He said, what do any of you all guys want to do with his bike over there in State Capitol?
And put a street town and he got all the action you want.
Shit, I run Custom Cuts to the 8.
He ain't going to run you to the 8.
I'll run him to the 8. We can do that.
Say what?
I run custom cuts today.
You were wrong. Beat through the eighth.
Yeah, I'll run you to the eighth.
You don't want to do that. I got a message for Soup Bomb. You come to Fat Tuesday, you got to run through the eighth or through the quarter.
Huh?
Now, Forte, Soup Bomb, that's a message for you. If you come to Fat Tuesday, you got to run through the eighth or the quarter. Now, Forte, I'm not even talking to you about running because you already screwed me on one race. But anybody else, I would run.
You admit it. Yeah, I'll run you to the eighth. I'll do that.
Who is you?
I'm me. Be my own.
I need to know who I'm talking to.
My name is Jamal, man.
Jamal, that's Houston.
Okay, Jamal, what you got?
That makes shit so hard.
That same bike you got.
Okay, all right. Well, I mean, that's cool. I mean, we can do it. Now, before I actually travel over there, I'm going to give Chris my lock-in money and let's do it. Okay, come on. Are you willing to make one shakedown pass and do it?
Shit, we can do that shit right off the trailer for me. I mean, not that big of a deal for me.
Okay, well, I mean, let's just come right off the trailer then. Since you wanna be a big dog, I can go ahead and knock you off fresh.
That's fine. I said that.
Yeah. Now, anybody else? Because I really want to have at least two or three races before I drive way out there. Anybody else on the line that want to run custom cuts? Because I am coming.
I think Soup meant to come to you, too. I don't know if he... We got another caller here. Let's open up the mic here. 1352, your mic is open.
Turn his radio
your mic
down.
Is open.
Turn the TV down.
Yeah, I don't need a delay. Okay.
TV blaring.
Hey, Chris, can I ask you a question?
Uh-huh. What's that?
Do you know this? That Jamal Cat, you know him?
He knows me. He gonna plug us in together. It's no big deal.
That was the guy over there in Hub City at the last race you all was over there with the blue balls.
What kind of bike he had now?
He had a blue boots over there.
Okay, yeah, that shouldn't be no problem. Shouldn't be no problem.
Well, Jamal, you still gonna be on street tire?
Well, I don't know. You have to wait. My bike, nothing's changing. The bike's gonna be the same way it was.
Okay.
And Chris, you know, we agreed to off the trailer.
Right.
Off the trailer. So that should be an easy right there.
You sure sound comfortable.
Yeah. Well, I'm not coming way over there for nothing, so we'll see. We'll see a week before the race if we actually lock it up. I mean, if it's not locked, I'm not going to pay attention to you. I'm not even going to. You know, discuss a race with you if it's not locked in. I'm going to just go on to the next one. So I appreciate it, man to man. If we lock it in a week before the race, make sure ain't no rain coming, and we'll do it straight off the trailer. Shakedown.
Yeah, I thought we said it already.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, whatever you want to do, boss. You the boss. But where's Soup Bone? I'm getting tired of talking to this small fry. Where's Soup Bone at? The one that's running out of the cycle bike.
I'm here. What you need to know, Cut?
Hey,
you going to be at Fat Tuesday, sir?
When is Fat Tuesday? You talking about Christmas, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What can we do through the quarter mile? I already got an 8-mile race, but what can we do through the quarter?
Run the quarter.
When is Fat Tuesday? It's going to be February the 23rd down at State Capitol Raceway.
February. Oh. Yeah, we can do that.
We can do that. Are you sure? You don't sound too confident. Can we do it? Do you need to let me know?
I don't think he wants to put a whole bunch of character behind his we can do that. I think we can do that. I mean, we can do that.
Yeah, well, I want him to clarify. I don't need you to clarify nothing.
What more do I need to say other than that?
Okay. Well, like I said, like I told that other cat, we'll see you a week before the season when we actually have to lock it in. You know, right now I know y'all talking real big like y'all gonna do something, but actually we ain't got to wait that long. We can come down to Bradenton. We can go down to Bradenton December 16th, Rendez Sunday, and go ahead and do it.
You can come to Shreveport this Saturday.
Yeah, I could, but I ain't
Bradenton now. Well, I ain't coming to Bradenton.
I know you better not come down there because you already on.
I know you better not come to Shreveport. That's easy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That worked both ways.
Okay. Hey, wait, Super Bowl. What are you supposed to be at? When are you supposed to be at in season 2 weekends ago?
In Valdosta?
Yes.
Yeah, I was about coming to Valdosta.
Yeah, you told me you were going to come and you didn't show.
Do we have something locked in?
Oh, man, don't come with that, man. Come on, man. Come on. You even told Chris that you was going to come. And you was a no-show.
Don't worry about it. He ain't had that locked in. Don't worry about it.
Let me say something, Cut. I'm a grown man. You grown. If I decide that I can't make it. We ain't have nothing locked in. What's your point?
Well, like you say, we ain't have nothing locked in.
Right. I mean, that's easy.
Like you say. I mean, I just went off of your word, and I put a lot of trust in that, so.
I mean, that word, I mean, we ain't have no race locked in. Shit happened.
Okay. But I feel more better. We go ahead and lock this thing. We go ahead and lock this thing up in February. I want to come out west. I want to come out there where y'all at. And I'm going to tell them, I'm going to rape y'all cats, man, because I've been listening to this radio station for the first, about 45 minutes. I ain't heard nothing but some jawjacking. That's it. Y'all cats don't race out there. All y'all do is talk.
Man, it sounds like you
don't understand. I'm a one-man show. I'm a one-man with one motorcycle, and I'm going to come out there with my tuner, and we're going to see.
He's saying it the right way. He's a show.
Cut, you ain't even been out here. How you going to say what we do out here?
Man, come on, man. I'm hearing y'all talk for 45 minutes. I'm hearing y'all talk behind y'all self. Y'all ain't doing nothing. Y'all sitting here talking about what y'all could have did.
What'd you do when you went up to North Carolina?
Say what now?
What'd you do when you went to North Carolina?
You talked about race. It ain't no different. Hey, the first time I went to North Carolina, you talked about some damn air rags buying your damn bike. That didn't happen. I'm not going to argue with you. It is what it is. I mean, when February comes, we'll see.
That's all we can do is wait on February.
But, you know, Jamal, I think that's his name, we supposed to run off the truck, and then I'm going to race y'all.
Okay. Yeah, that's simple.
You know, we're going to see. I guarantee you one of y'all going to back out. One of y'all gonna back out.
Hey, don't worry about that. Just wait for February.
Yeah, we gonna see. We definitely gonna see.
Well, X. Cousin.
Yes.
It's all bike race down here in Florida on the ninth. December the
9th. I can't believe we're going to be down there. Not the 9th. We're going to be at Rendez Sunday. We will be at we'll be at Rendez Sunday in Bradenton. We bring one car, a truck, and Caesar. We will be in Bradenton. But anybody that's listening that want to run me in 81 degree weather, come down to Bradenton. In 2 weeks, Rendez Sunday on the 16th. All y'all fakers, stay at home. All y'all West Coast fakers, stay at home.
Lucky I'm going to Korea. I slaughtered your ponytail wearing joker.
Fonte, when are you leaving?
I'm
leaving
in January. Boy, they don't come leaving. Boy, I wish I could tell them folks I couldn't go.
When you arrive back, your bike should be ready to go, though.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm coming. I'm coming for Scoop Bone. He can sit on it. I don't care. I do not care.
Chris, can you I don't know if Tapper Ball the prices is on the line, but can you tell them I will be in Bradenton on Run Day Sunday, December the 16th. And they can get they get back with cocaine or we can race the Sinister Bike, whatever they want to do. You know, that's the last race of the year. But if not, they're gonna have to wait till state capital.
They may be online then. He's gonna fall up with time in.
Yeah.
Who else supposed to be coming over there to Bradenton?
I thought I had talked to Possum and Ike Turner about 2 weekends ago, but I don't know if they really coming. But it's a bike down there in Florida. It's the Becky bike. I'm supposed to be running that bike. It's a flat sleeve outlaw bike, so we supposed to be running that bike. But Airbus and all them cats, I think they supposed to be down there too. Yeah. We taking a car and we taking a truck down there and we're gonna try to rake up with that and first season gonna be on go to
them.
Yeah. We're gonna leave out that Saturday and get down there and run on Sunday.
But this first will be the biggest day is on Sunday.
What now?
The biggest day is on the Sunday.
Yeah, Run Day Sunday. Yeah, that's going to be on that the 16th on that Sunday. But they're going to be running at 14th, 15th, and 16th.
Okay.
But this is going to be the last time y'all see this paint job on this motorcycle. It's going to be totally be done for next year. So, last of the season, but y'all need to come out to Bradenton on the 16th.
So?
Hey, Neil, so you and Chop, y'all have never came up with nothing yet about this weekend, have you?
Nope, because they keep making different excuses.
Man, y'all need to race next week on the Friday. We both y'all can make it.
And next weekend on Friday, where?
Where were y'all two hours away from?
This was the thing. When the first went down, he said make it worth their while and they would come to Houston. So I said bet. But then he couldn't get off work. But then all of a sudden he couldn't get off work. But then they could go to another track.
Just to make things easy, man, just race next Friday. We both y'all can get to the track. 2 hours away.
Everybody got everybody number. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to do it next week, San Antonio. All right, it is what it is.
Yes, that's him.
I think those guys, Houston guys, are gone, man. All right, 6645. Your mic is open.
Yeah, but I didn't press one.
5051, your mic is open.
I know, it's just me. I lost the call.
Okay, I got it. 6645, your mic is open.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
See, I didn't press one, though, but it's cool, Chris. Appreciate it, though.
Okay.
Chris, is Big J on the line?
Let me see. Big J, if you're on, raise your hand.
Who? Hello?
Hello. I don't see him. He may chime in. So are you trying to get a race with him?
Oh, Big J, not Big J, my buddy, man.
Oh, okay.
That's my partner, right? My partner. That's like my understudy right there. I study Big J.
I'm bugging because he told Jamal it only took one race to get a race off. They act like
okay.
They can't come here for Sunday when everybody's going to be here. It's only 80 degrees.
But, I mean, 80 degrees wet in Texas.
Yeah, here in Houston.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to bring that jet bike back out. I may bring him back down there. Won't nobody say a mumbling word.
Forte, you bring the bike Sunday. You got a race. How about that? That's a word.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If I bring that jet bike down there Sunday to race y'all, y'all want to race me again in the course.
Well, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, okay. Let me see what I can pull.
Yeah, you know.
I hear all that chit-chat now. Let me see what I can pull about.
Dude, we try to race before the end of the year.
I feel you. I'm finna go. I'm just gonna have some fun. It don't make me nervous.
I know, and I'm gonna send you some addresses to send me some sweat to.
As long as you send me some money, I don't give a damn.
Well, that's a race over there. All right. Is that
when is the next big event? When is the next big event? Is it a Fat Tuesday? Is it MLK race? What is it?
Probably going to be the MLK race, isn't it?
I mean, it's
the MLK
race
here.
We have an MLK race here. I mean, they can get my stuff.
That's January 18th, I think.
Yeah. Man, what day is it?
Second for
you. I think it's either the 15th or the 18th of January. I mean, we don't want to wait that long. We're just trying to gamble this weekend. It's the last weekend the track is open.
Well, if I was down, I'd be there. Right? I can't make no noise. I can't kill that person who won't die.
Say what?
If I was down, I'd be there.
Yeah, we got another
call
here.
I think it makes it a little bit.
Okay.
It was hollering, boy.
So for so you gonna roll out Sunday, man, or you?
Man, I ain't got nothing to ride now.
Okay.
I told Chaz if he wanted me to ride his bike, I run a ball of deal. I don't care nothing about
this. Look here. You know, it was going back and forth about where to go, just that and other. If he claims that he don't want to drive back late, we can meet at the track early Sunday and get it over with. Period. I offered to put out punk out money just in case they thought they were coming for nothing. Whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Hey,
so then for
I'm
them
not
to say, go somewhere else,
you
it would
can't
just
draw
change.
Blood from a turnip. You can't draw blood from a turnip, so I can't do that.
Well, I mean, if you want to ride a bike, tell them we'll race them early. That ain't no big thing. Pack open at 4, we can race by 4:30.
Hey, Neil, what do y'all have over there to run a flat fleet 1000?
Man, I don't know if Matthews and Mike still together. I'm not sure. I can't speak on them, you know.
Can you find out on this? Shoot me a text and let me know that we make 1,000 over there.
I'll hit you up.
Okay.
No, I just can't speak on them. I'm just trying to speak on this little chance, and I'm going to get to ride John's bike. It ain't no big deal. Four
okay.
Teams think I've been riding it already, which I haven't, but it's not a big issue.
You have rode that bike already. Come on, man.
Say what?
You done rode that bike already.
Dude, so why do you think they tried to race me and they tried to jump on the race because they know I ain't rode it? That's John's bike. It's a bike set up for him and his son. I'm 250 pounds. I ride my 14 all the time. Or the stock wheelbase 14. That's it.
Wow. Okay, this is a big man's race, huh?
I'm 247 in shorts. I was at the doctor this morning.
It's real life. Real life.
Yeah. I just want to have some fun.
I see.
But at the races out of town next year, I'll be riding Orange Crush, so it'll be all right.
Okay. All right.
Hey. Huh?
I hear you. You be on Orange Crush. I may be on the cat bike. Don't come back and get on the cat bike.
Man, you can breathe a cat bike now. Nobody's scared of no cat bike.
You don't need to be scared of them to the road and run, yo.
Bring it to the track Sunday.
I'm going to tell you something. Have you ever noticed this? Them dogs that bark, they won't bite you. It's that scared dog to be up under that house. He bites them. That scared dog, he bites you, man.
I ain't worried about no
that's
animals.
Why you watch out for that dog. My grandma was talking, he said, that dog that come around you and sniff, don't bark. Oh, you better watch him. He bites you.
Bike.
Always
whenever,
remember that now.
Whenever that cat bike comes back on the south, I'm getting in that event. You hear that?
That's
power.
Who is it? I can't hear you two.
I got another caller here. 2493, your mic is open.
That's my role.
Man, time's old. I promise, it's going to be a show doorstep waiting for you. Please, come on. It's going to be a show doorstep. Because it takes you here quick enough. I know, I didn't know they let you talk. I'm glad they let you speak now. I'm going to get on it. You never moved it on over 90 minutes here tonight, because I'm going to get on it.
Who gonna get on? Who is that? I hope he's gonna get on. That's who I hope playing that. Okay, gonna get on. Okay, never scared.
Who finished first?
Nobody,
a damn thing. You got one,
I didn't say,
You got one, and he got one.
I didn't say nothing about Taco Ball. I didn't say nothing about it. I said good race. It don't matter to me. It's
you
all
ain't
in racing.
You never said good race.
It's all in racing. You wasn't at the track, was you? You wasn't at the track. I
all
did
you got,
everything
all
but get
all I got to do is get on cycle bike and see that clown shit
you
know
right? What? Hey, you know what? I did everything but gave his money back. And you can ask anybody. I even gave him a chance to get back. Man, that don't matter in grudge races. Come on, man. What matters is who won last.
Boy, you
he
crazy.
Won first, I won last.
That means y'all one and one, nut.
Hey, he won first, I won last. That's all that matters in my book.
Well, it's more in your book, fool.
Nah, you know what? You just like them. You a hater, man. Stop being a hater.
I ain't no hater. I'm a realist. Y'all
stop
one
being
and
a
one.
Stop,
well,
come on now. Stop being a hater.
To be a hater. Y'all are one and one.
Who even talking about Taco Bell? I ain't bring up that about Taco Bell.
I ain't mention Taco Bell's name. I said y'all one and one.
Man, y'all keep talking about one and one, but if I would have lost that race, y'all would have got on here picking at me. Come on
you'd
now.
You'd been 0-2. You'd have been 0-2.
Come on
you
now.
Right.
Come on
now.
Right. You've
been 0-2.
Hey, look. All I know, they got to go back and spend $10,000 or $12,000 to beat me. Guaranteed that. And I got it, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just racing.
I got it, too. I blew up in 2 weeks. I was right back.
So what's the difference? Why are you trying to say what they got to do?
Hey, no, well, I tell you what, I done called them out for Bradenton.
We called you out of Freeport. What's the difference?
Look, let me tell you something. I'm coming over there in February.
That's a bullshit call out because you know they bite down.
Hey, I tell you what, if you come to Bradenton, I'll pay for your trip.
If you come to Freeport, we'll pay for your trip. It's the same
I don't want to come over there. I heard that track ain't no good. Well, look, Wait, hold on. Didn't I say I was going to race Taco Bell? Didn't we race? What kind of games I'm playing?
You trying to call a man out. You know his damn bike is down. That's a game.
Who bike down? Wait, hold on. According to me.
You just said they blew it up.
They said they're going to run me with Sinister bike. That bike ain't blew
you
up.
You got on here and called out the cocaine.
And Sinister is running.
So
what you talking about? Sinister running.
You knew cocaine was down, right?
According to me, them white boys got enough money to get it running the next day. According to me, from what they told me.
Who needs it running the next day?
According to me, don't try to stick up for them guys that you don't know. Why you trying to stick up for guys you don't even know?
That's his camp.
How do you know who the hell I know?
I know who you know. I'm in your head, son. I'm in your head, son. I know who you know. You are here speaking up for some white boys you don't even know. You sound like a total fool.
You don't know who the hell I know. I don't know who you know, and you don't know who I know.
Right, speak up for your own self. You know what? I ain't going to say y'all. You mad because I won and you was wishing that I lost. Black Caesar is the man. Sure. I was the last man standing, the only grudge bike, big dog grudge bike that ran that weekend. Yeah, I know y'all was sitting around the TV waiting on the typings. Oh, Cousin Cuts lost again. But it didn't happen that way.
Cut. You ain't that important for me to type in whether you lose.
Well, you know what? You sitting here talking to me.
You
sitting here talking
to me.
You
talking to me, fool?
Nah, but God, we got
you're
one
talking
more
to
call.
Me.
Open up the mic, real fast. 6939. Your mic is open.
Oh, this is Big J. What's up, man?
What's going on, Big J?
Not much, man.
I think Big J,
tell us about what you got cooking, what you got brewing. Put it out there to the net.
All right, that's what I got, man. Chris, you already announced the event?
Yeah, I announced it, but I didn't go into no detail with this heavy hitter class. I was going to let you do that.
All right, this is what we got. We got a bunch of big boys. Everybody said they're the baddest. We're going to do two classes, 240 to 270 pounds. Run with your brunt. No wheelbase restriction, no tire restriction, any clutch, any tire, whatever you got. You can get it to a water box, bring it. No pro mod, stock chassis, no pro mod chassis, no lightweight chassis, none of that. If it's a stock chassis, I don't care if it's putt up, D rig, short rec, neck, whatever, bring it. You're going to do 271 to infinity weight. If you 271 pounds to 355 pounds, bring it.
So, Big J, I got this Custom X. I got a question now. What if a light rider strap on that kind of weight? Can he still get in the class?
No, sir. No, sir. Find you a big boy and put on your bike and let him get his head cut.
Well, what if I gain that kind of weight? I'm just asking. What if I gain that kind of weight to get in that class? Can I get in the class?
If you can, if you get on the scales and you make the weight, you good.
All right. I guess I'm gonna have to go to IHOP tomorrow.
Man, if you gain that kind of weight,
and we're going to do a big jockey challenge. You got big boys that can't get out there and run with the big dogs, but they say they got a bad clutch hand, so we're going to have a stock wheelbase bike. Everybody can get a chance to get a couple of passes and see who got the baddest clutch hand.
This is going to be, I'm going to have to bring my camera for this one because this is going to be a scene. Wow.
A scene? What? What you think the big boys can ride?
The hippopotamus race. Wow.
What you think big boys can't ride? That what you saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I mean, I know what I'm attending a circus, okay? And I think this is going to be a circus, so yes. I'm bringing my camera.
Man, the only circus is you, man.
You know what? W-O-W. Wow.
I tell you, I'm going to show you a wow. Bring you a big boy and put on your bike and see what happens to him. That'll be a wow.
Hey, BJ, if
do us a favor and do that, please.
Hey, if he ain't spending no money in his bike, he ain't getting on it.
Forget putting lightweight riders on anything I own. Put somebody my weight on your bike and see what happens.
Wow. So you actually would know. Wow. No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
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 We're going to open up the mic for him. 0571. Your mic is open. And 9639. Your mic is open.
What's happening, man?
What's going on?
What up?
Just over here.
What up, man? What up?
Not much, man. Say, cut for cut.
Yes, sir.
You say big boys can't do a stock wheelbase, stock clutch?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I just said it was going to be a clown show. So that's all I said.
I'm not really going to get into that with them, but I tell you what, if you get on the same stock wheel pace that I get on, I got a 1,000 shack and I can beat you.
And I bet money on Paul. I bet money you can't whip Paul.
But yeah, you know what? One thing about what y'all saying is stock wheelbase this, stock wheelbase that. Actually, you'll have to go through the showroom and drag two of them off the showroom because I may show up and you may say I'm not stock.
We'll ride the
same
bike.
No, sir. Same bike. Same bike.
Same bike.
Same bike.
So you gonna bring two? You gonna bring two motorcycles just like?
One bike.
No.
One bike.
One bike.
Oh, you talking about, you make a pass, then I make a pass.
Damn right.
And we're trying to pass the time?
Stock clutch,
okay.
Stock wheelbase.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, we can do that. We can actually do that, yeah. We can
actually we can do that.
Yeah, we can do that.
We got to wait till February?
I mean, hey, Bradenton, we're going to be in Bradenton. We're going to be in Bradenton. I mean, you know, I can't. I'm gonna be in over that way, wherever you at. I don't know where are you?
Houston.
Oh man. I won't be over that way until February. Man. I never been out west that far. I mean, it's no reason for me to come.
Hey, out of community, I'll say west, but you got Houston is south, homeboy. Ain't nothing west about Houston.
I didn't hear you say Houston is not west of me.
Houston, I can't say west of you. I said Houston is in the south. Houston ain't west.
No,
west
no,
right.
You know what? Actually, if you look at Georgia and look at Houston, it's west for me. So get the facts straight. I know my math.
Oh, you're saying west, but I'm saying we down in the south, you up in the east, the mother boys are in the west coast. You know what I'm saying?
We east west. I mean, when I go to Houston.
I'm really going to argue demographics, which I really don't care about demographics.
Okay, I mean, it really don't matter to me. It really don't matter to me. I look. Tell you what. You come to Fat Tuesday. Come to Fat Tuesday. And we can do that.
I'll be there.
Okay.
And I'm covering all side events between you and Jamal.
Okay. Do that. I got to throw you in the hater pool too.
Hey, listen, you don't understand, bro. I met you when we was in Hattiesburg. We met you at the Walgreens. We ran into you. You probably don't remember us.
I understand that, but you know what? I'm going to tell you something about when I say a hater is born. You're a newborn. When I met you at Walgreens, you was an embryo. Now you're a newborn.
I kind of gave you the benefit of the doubt, you know, because I never really had a conversation with you when they said you was a big ass clown.
And you're right.
Nothing to do with your race or none of that kind of shit. I'm just talking about the way you talk and run some of the crazy things you say.
I'm gonna tell you something. Now we can talk one way on this radio, but when it comes time to line up at those lights, I turn into a totally different person. So you need to watch who you call out.
No, because I'm saying, are we in the water box or in the stadium?
You know what? You already said you're a big rider. All I'm doing now is dangling a hamburger in front of your face and waiting for you to bite it. So you keep on.
Listen, bro. I am not tripping about none of that, man. And none of that you're talking about. All I'm saying is I can sit on the stock wheel, baby. We're going to sit on the same bike, and me and you can better stack on that.
I already told you it's a bet, but you said it's Jamal, bitch.
Well, you don't sound real confident about that, bro. You don't sound confident, man. You sure you want to do that?
I already told you. What do you want me to do? Jump through the phone? You want me to jump through the phone?
Jenny?
Huh? You don't want in a sport that you really don't supposed to be in. Really, you're supposed to be in mud wrestling or something. Lead it to the light jockeys, okay? 145 and under.
I wouldn't say that you could be in the comedy club, but you could be in the comedy because you would start
okay.
Homeboy. Your jokes
yeah,
are not
because,
funny.
You know what? If you can't see your shoes or your belly hanging, you don't need to be in grudge racing. Okay, lead this to the young kids.
Obviously, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about.
We'll see in February. I'm not being a jaw jack with
heavy.
You. We'll see.
Just because I'm heavy don't mean I'm fat.
Look, tell you what. Let's just talk about this in February because obviously that you want to be proven.
I really want to wait till February. I'd like to try to meet somewhere maybe, you know, and let's meet in Georgia. You want to meet? No, Georgia's a little too far for me. What's somewhere in Louisiana or something? Can we do somewhere?
Let's meet in Phoenix City on Sunday in Alabama.
No, I can't do Sunday. I do have to work for a living.
I got to work for a living too, but I drive to Alabama to prove a point to you.
No, Alabama's a little too far for me, homeboy.
Stop trying to prove a point on the phone. I'll take your stack. You got the wrong Negro tonight. I got the right one.
I was always told anybody to do that much bumping can't be that fat.
You need to go back on YouTube and check all my hand clutch days.
I don't care nothing about YouTube, none of that, bro. It don't mean nothing to me.
Hey, Google me.
It don't mean nothing to me. That's what you do.
You Google me.
No, bro, I ain't going through all of that, man.
You think this was the first motorcycle I ever had?
I don't think this is any of our first motorcycles, bro. You trying to be a first motorcycle? Nobody even knew who you was, man.
You're gonna wind up just like Tackleboss and Priceless.
I don't know them either.
Yeah.
I know as much about them as I know about you, which is nothing. Well, you know what? That's the way I want to keep it.
I don't want you to know nothing about me.
It don't matter, bro. You don't understand like everybody else.
Hey, but I know one thing. That's the first time anybody ever seen HTP stuff blow up. And I made it blow up. Courtesy of Custom Cuts and TTM Performance. I made him blow up. HTP blow up.
Yeah, we got two more callers. You all hold that thought there for 1 second. 3356. Mic is open.
Hey, I'm just listening, fellas. I don't want to say nothing.
Okay. All right. 2204. Your mic is open. 2204. Your mic is open.
2204. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, the Black Seas on the line?
Yeah, he's on the line.
Go ahead. Y'all got E and I going that way.
Yo.
Yeah, Black Seas is here. May I help you?
I want to let you know about your bike, man.
Okay.
I really good. You had a good race. You did good on your race, man.
Hold on. I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I see you did good on your race, man. You did good on your bike, man. You know, you got a lot of critics. You got a lot of haters out there, man. Everybody getting on you. You know, you did pretty good on your bike, but make a long story short, I'm gonna come for you now in the 2013 season now. I'm coming for you.
I'm not gonna try to clown nobody, but I appreciate what you just said. Now, I wish everybody would listen to you on how you came at me. You gave me my props and chill.
Yeah.
You was bold enough and brave enough to say you coming. To say you coming for me. Wow, man, why you? What, see, that's what I'm talking about, haters.
No, man, I ain't no haters, man. It's all competition, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got a lot of people getting at people, but they hating on you because everybody wants to see everybody. You know, racing is racing. We come and have a good time. It's all about a sport. You won the race, it don't matter if the bike stopped, the bike blew up, whatever. At the end of the day, he came across that line, and he won. Give the man his props, you know. But at the end of the day, instead of trying to hate on him, go race him. That's it. That's what I'm going to do. I ain't going to hate on him. I'm going to come and race him. And you see what I'm saying? If you beat me, and if I beat you, you beat me. It's all racing. That's what it's about.
Now, bro, what's your name again?
They call me B-Man, Big B. Big B.
Okay.
I'm out of stuff.
Let me tell you what I went through. I kind of put pressure on the race. We only had one shakedown, and our shakedown was nothing. I went up in the air, and he went up in the air. We had.
I was there, man.
You see, people don't understand. People don't understand what kind of pressure me and Tackle Box was under that even try to win that race. So y'all understand what kind of pressure we put each other under.
Man, nobody want to hear all that craziness, man. Shut the hell up. No goddamn. You think it's lifetime or not?
Wow, you know what? I'm going to tell you that. I don't understand how we supposed to move up in the world with all these black brothers on the phone line right now. Ain't no one. I feel like I'm Barack Obama, huh? And I'm on the phone with a bunch of Mick Romney.
You don't even matter, really? You don't matter? Man, ain't nobody even know you before Psycho Bike. Before you got
nobody
on that act of complete, before
no.
you got on that act in an ass
look.
Clown, nobody knew
look,
who you
nobody,
was.
Look, son.
Nobody
look.
Knew who you was?
You need to go take a 10-minute break. Go take a 10-minute break.
I want you to put a big boy on your back.
Look.
For 2013, if anybody wants to run me, they're talking about racing.
Yeah.
Put a big boy on your bike. The big boy is going to get out in February.
That's going to be a state capital race
in Belle Rose, Louisiana.
Oh, man.
You can still
all in that hot water.
I ain't
okay.
Bombs
I'm
in it.
So. Okay, by another hour or so. Yeah, I'm gonna come back. I'm
gonna,
this is gonna be the first one though.
About 9:15, 9:30. Okay. We're gonna do the season open over there in Twigs in March, the 30th, I think, is the date over there. So that's a little close for you. And I think Dano has a race also coming up in March.
Hey, we need to get us a damn race pretty early, though. We want them damn white boys early.
I didn't know my buddy Alex was on the phone. What's going on, Bud Light?
Nothing. I've been over the lab right here listening to y'all. I ain't talking no junk today.
Wow.
What up, Alex?
I'm sober. You see me out to get them white boys, and I brought them white boys here back to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and get them. I told them they just sent their bike up to Virginia, and that motherfucker got to ride right by us to go back to them. We might well fall the fuck out before we get to them.
Yeah, I made that.
They ain't got to be there. I mean, they can let the ATP riders ride the bike.
Yeah,
we don't
I blew that ATP trash up. Yeah, I blew it up. DTM Performance blew it up.
Uh-oh. That big gum custom.
We got one more caller here. 0678. The mic is open.
Hey, Custom Cut.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
You already know who this is.
I really don't.
Well, it's the Hillside Strangler. You said anybody in 2013.
Anybody.
Well, I'm somebody that I want to see in 2013. And you already know how I sit. 225 pounds. And I ain't scared.
You talking about you want to see Caesar?
I want to see you or whatever. I mean, I got to get in line, fit in, and I got to be honest. Everybody ain't flying. And I took my chance.
Well, let me ask you a question. Is Caesar flying?
If it wasn't flying, I wouldn't be trying to race you. I ain't going to get no better race.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But before I see you, I need to see that boy Keisha, whatever that J1000 Keisha, whatever. I need some sprinkles for him.
What happened? Y'all ran?
I got an APB out on him. Yeah, they put me in that lane over there with the track cleaner, with that boy named Mayo. He want to spin up and down the track. Yeah, he's doing sweeping up the road. He wasting time. He need to get out the way.
Oh, I did see that, Ray. You came up in there, didn't you?
As more, but I win as a win. I gave it to him, but I will see him again. And I sit 225, and I ain't really worried about nobody out there 140, 130. It is what it is. But I need to see you.
So Hillside Strangler, do you see that race between me and Taco Ball?
Yeah, I seen the race.
Can you tell me, without any interruption, can you tell me what went on?
Well, it looked like y'all left pretty much the same. I think from one of the AP was a little bit out there, but you drove around. I don't know what happened. Racing is racing. I don't stop.
Wow. W-O-W.
What I see.
Hey,
yeah,
yes, sir.
I don't
know
what happened to the race. Once the light come on, that's who won.
I'm not cutting you off, man. When you run day 8 miles, you're going to want him in the corner.
I want him in the corner.
Okay.
But if we're an 8 mile track, I'll set my bike up for 8. I want to run somebody who's beating somebody.
I think that'll be a real good race. I think that'll be a race that can go down in March.
It can go down in March.
Hey,
but I'm coming out with a new bike. I'm setting up just like you. I'm gonna be 84 inches with a slick.
Hold on now. I'm not 84 inches. I'm 83 and a half.
I'm 84 inches with a slick and a whole bunch of gas. Ain't no secret. I mean, it is what it is. I'm just trying to get in. I'm gonna make my mark, but I ain't gonna sell out and do it because I know how haters is. I got so many haters, I need some new ones because the old ones starting to like me now.
You know his bike is all motorbike now. You say he's going to run you head up with a gas bike.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. He's about to get us some gas. It is what it is. I'm 225 pounds, and I'm going to make my mark as a big man. I ain't getting little for nobody.
I think J1000 may do that because Hillside Strangler is like, don't take this the wrong way. Nobody really knows him. He's really new to the game. I mean, far as like the scene, I guess.
We got another caller here, man. We're gonna go on and open up the mic. 0143. Your mic is open.
I hope it's Tabitha.
0143. Your mic is open. Your mic is open.
Hey man, who you got in the grocery store on the line? Somebody need to get out of the grocery store or put the phone on mute.
0143. Your mic is open. Must be them. We they have to call back in. But Hillside, you said you ain't taking no prisoners in 2013.
Hillside Strangler, he must be a damn killer.
2013. I'm going at them all. I don't care nothing about no big name. A name ain't nothing but a name. It is what
there
it
you
is.
Go.
It is what it is. Don't nobody know I am, so they better be cautious. Because when pick your poison hit the scene, you better watch which poison you pick. Because both of them dangerous.
Hey, Chris, I want to tell you something about that February race, State Capitol.
Right.
Now, if them guys don't lock in no money, I'm only gonna come if them guys lock in some money. So Jamal, if you can hear me, you need to lock in some money. You need to lock it up.
Jamal is real talk.
Jamal
is from Houston.
Oh, from Houston. Okay.
Hey Jamal, this your boy Jamal.
Yes. You said lock in the week before the event, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now I just got a Hillside Strangler. I just got a message from Gerald from J1000. He said, tell him he got beat by a Chrome Beat.
Hey, he called his bike Keisha, right?
Yes, Keisha.
That's what he's going to be smoking on after that next race.
Wow. W-O-W. Wow.
Jamal.
Yep.
Is Jamal still on the phone?
Yeah, I just put it back over. I had time to get on the next line because y'all weren't talking about shit.
Hey, well, Jamal, this your boy Mac 1300 from Psycho Bike.
This who?
Mac 1300 from Psycho Bike. Didn't I do some dealing with you?
I don't know.
You from Houston, Texas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you done did some dealing on that. We done talked a few times, you know, about some racing.
No shit. That's cool.
Yeah, you out there in Texas. You say you was out there doing your thing.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Anyway, I just wanted to give you props, dog. You ain't got to sound like I'm trying to pick at you, dog.
I'm over here eating some candy, listening to that dude entertain everybody.
Oh, yeah. No,
ain't nobody entertaining nobody, so you can keep sucking on your candy and talking.
I am. Cedric the Entertainer.
Because you know what? Come February, you won't run me. You won't run me.
Yeah, I will.
Nah, you won't. Yeah, you won't. I know this. Not with no street tie.
Well, you know what? I got a street tie. You know, I run you with a street tie, the slick. I mean, I don't care. You make it right. You got to fight. I mean.
Look, get on the street tie. Do what you do.
Not you, Jamal. I'm talking to Cuss Vicks. I just want to race.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
Hold on. Now, Jamal, not Jamal, the other guy. What you say you run me with a street tie? I run you with a street tie. Man, look at
man. You know what? I'm not even going to entertain you because ain't no way a street tie is going to either call me out. You won't come, man.
Yeah, I think what he's trying to say is
good,
implies you ain't
You might have to unmute me. You might have to unmute me. Because I'm telling you, Flair got a street tie on that motherfucker.
Hey,
and we ain't scared of nobody.
Don't get me wrong or nothing. But if he call you out with a street tie, he's trying to say you ain't shit.
Well, you know what?
That's the look. Don't get me wrong, though.
And you know what? That's exactly what Taco Boss and all them said. And look what they got now.
Look, that's all past. We're talking about the future right now. You're talking about the future right now. You're talking about that past lucky shit.
Look here, Urkel. You,
what I've been hearing is you was really lucky.
Hey, look here, Urkel. I ain't talking to you right now.
Look, Urkel got pussy.
Look, I ain't talking to you right now. I'm talking to the guy with the street tie.
Yeah,
I got one too.
You know, man, y'all know it. Y'all own something over there, man. Y'all own something. Y'all been well, right.
I cannot help but to say something. We got a damn street tie. We ain't gonna know about me. That's your ass too, cuz. You know how I am now. You know I'm eating it too. Yeah. Rich Flair got a street tie on it.
Man, y'all wasting y'all's time, man. Custom cut smoking them wet cigarettes, man. He ain't talking about nothing. At this point, all he's trying to do is talk you out of racing them at this point, telling you how you don't want to do it. I don't know nobody who do that.
Wow, you know what?
I don't know nobody who do that.
In the last month, who been doing all the racing? In the last month,
nigga, look, man, I've been hearing that you've been getting a bunch of lucky races.
Lucky?
You walk around with your luck.
Nah, I ain't get no luck, man.
But like you hear this? They said I got luck.
Yeah.
I lucked out.
Man,
no,
don't call nobody
they
that. Just a cosign. We don't need no cosigners right now. We talking about you.
Wow.
To you. Don't call audience.
I don't want to know.
Jamal
sound like a
Woolworth
prostitute.
Man, and you sound like a nigga on them wet cigarettes, man. Like I said, because you the only one over here talking about that nobody don't want to do nothing with you. What we telling you? We want to run you.
Braided in 2 weeks.
You know that dude is on a flat slick bike now.
Man, I don't give a shit what he on. I ain't got that, and I still run him. 8 mile,
okay.
Straight off the trailer. We do that.
Okay,
I'm going to say
yeah.
It again. 8 mile, straight off the trailer. Jim off.
He's talking, Chris. He don't want to see me.
No,
he
I'm not talking, nigga. Everybody hear me. I'm going to do that shit straight off the trailer. If I got a broke motorcycle, I'm going to still put it next to me.
Okay, well, let's meet halfway this weekend then, since you're talking. Where is that,
man.
Chris? Tell me what halfway, and let's meet this weekend. Tell me what halfway at. Birmingham? Where? Hattiesburg?
We are planning on meeting up on 8 in Hattiesburg. I don't know if that'll...
Okay, Jamal, you wanna do that in Hattiesburg?
But that's a long
no,
trip
no,
for him, too.
I'm not, man, I'm not taking a 10-hour ride to come see you.
Oh, man, what
doing that?
You know what? You ain't about no racing.
Nah, nigga, you ain't gonna do it. You just talking.
Nah,
you ain't gonna get on the road and go ride. You just said that this is too
far.
And you talking about riding 10 hours. You want me to take a 10-hour ride to see you? No.
You just like 50 Cent cold, boy. You a wankster.
Man, look. Nigga, you just like a motherfucking bitch that say, hey, man, you want some pussy? And I say, yeah. Well, nah, you don't want to fuck.
Man, that sounds something like deep or something. Man, whatever, man.
Oh, you don't want to fuck this pussy, nigga. This pussy too fat.
Well,
it's no way.
I think it's not mad though.
No, it ain't, nigga. I don't want to fuck.
You gotta do the same thing. That don't sound right. That don't sound right now. You need to change
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the only nigga that don't sound right is the nigga who's talking about it. That's you.
Nah. You know what? That don't sound right. That don't sound right.
Look, man, this is what I'm telling you, man. I'm not taking a 10-hour ride to come see you at no track. I'm not doing that unless there is a race going on. There's a race going on, yes, I will roll.
Hey, look.
But I'm not going to
take
a 10-hour race.
Hey, I made the money right.
Man, that's just your mouth talking right now because you really ain't about that.
You know what? You know what?
That's your mouth talking because you really ain't about that right now.
You tell me what you want to do, and I make the money right.
And I already told you what I want to do. You already heard it. I want to fuck you up. We're going to go 8 miles straight up the trailer. No bullshit.
You know what? Come February, you will be nowhere to be found.
And come February, I'm going to pull my shit out the trailer. I'm going to walk straight up to you and be like, let's go.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Hey, Jamal,
you must not know. You must not know me, nigga. I do that.
No, you must not know me.
This is what's going to happen. I'm going to get there, and then you're going to want to walk around the track, get the audience up and shit, and then the whole night's going to go by.
Wait, what? Everybody know me now. You know what? Everybody know me. I don't wait all night.
That's not what I heard.
Hey, Cook, Cook.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Where is that boy that be with you that talked all that noise
to me
about all the
way
his motorcycle? And all he did was talk, talk, talk. I need to see him on that motorcycle.
And that's that dude, man. He put on a mask and did that.
Well,
we're talking to the same cat.
My thing is, well, Justin says he's the only one doing racing. I'm racing too, but nobody don't know who I am. So in order for them to know who I am, I had to put my bike in a paint shop to get a hell of a paint job. So when 2013 come out, that bitch gonna be on every video out there, win or lose.
Yeah, you gonna change the name?
Yeah, I'll change the name.
Yeah, but one thing about Caesar, Caesar ain't going to change his name. He branded. And you know what? Everybody who I put down in 2012, their name going to be on the side of the motorcycle.
I'm
man,
going from down here in Florida all the way to North Carolina, and I'm kicking ass, and I don't even give a damn who their name is.
Florida, man,
in the lower part of Florida. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, probably the upper part of Florida.
Okay,
NC?
So
guys,
did I hear NC?
You coming to North Carolina?
I'm coming everywhere. It don't matter to me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, now, he'll sign Strangler. He do race now. I got to admit that.
I'm racing.
With a name like that, the hell he got to do something?
I mean, if you get a little, you'll get Strangler. Whoever it is.
No, the joke is like, he's like a Freddy Krueger racing around here now. He do race.
Now, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting there where I fit at.
And
I'm running over people next year.
And Jamal is like an orphan hand here racing.
I'm telling you now.
I'm going to bust that
the
out.
The police is going to be at the track because he's going to get the strangle our heads if he see us. Because we hard headed too.
I ain't got no problem putting my hands around your neck.
Hillside, I just got another message from J1000. He said, what can y'all do this weekend?
Yeah, we can't do nothing this weekend. My bike in the paint shop. I told you I got to put a paint job on it so they know who I am.
Wow, okay. I just got another message from J1000. Wait, hold on. I just got another message from J1000. He said, Possum first and Mayo second.
Mayo? I don't even know who that cat is. If he's in my car, I'll run him. He get the back car.
What are you going to do, run? You said
he the one with the line.
You run
he the one with the 14. The 14 with the lime green boots.
Oh, he don't like to go past the 60 without spinning. He got action.
Yeah. He's easy money.
Hey, y'all going to run Compton? Y'all going to run Possum?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have no problem running BMF in Bradenton. If they'll call me and lock the money up. If they'll call me and lock the money up. We going down there anyway.
Fuck BMF.
Well,
we still looking for his ass.
That's close to me. What is Bradenton?
Bradenton is December the 16th, Run Day Sunday.
I got to have my bike out of the paint shop by then because I got to run over somebody. I don't give a damn. It's an ambulance. Somebody getting ran over.
Hillside,
I'm
Jay,
man. My bike was fast when I left the thing.
We bringing a
when I got it all drunk.
Okay. Well, can you find that nigga with all that mouth that ride paper, old paper chaser? Because I'm going to chase his ass back. He's going to be chasing paper. Where is he at?
They in the shop. I don't really fool with no cats like that. But what about J1000? He keeps sending me messages talking about, what's up?
Tell J1000 his bike named Keisha. And I had some bad luck with that hoe. She burned me. But I got something for that hoe this time.
Wow.
She burned me. I went in there with no protection, but I got something for that hoe this time. I got something for that hoe this time.
Wow. Okay.
If he sit on that bike, he about 230 pounds, he got what he wants. Ass with a color.
Wow.
Pieces
of I don't talk that much noise, but I know that he's just here to get away.
Yeah,
anytime a man begged me to run the eighth, and he's shaking like Don Knotts running through the court,
right.
I knew he was dead.
So, Hillside Strangler, I want your honest opinion. Who got the fastest boots in Georgia?
In Georgia, I don't know too much about Georgia, but
I'm happy to get in.
Well, you know what? I kindly take that award.
Somebody going to say Leonidas, though, because of cuts.
All right, man, let me tell you something. Hey,
I was just saying, somebody going to say it.
Hey, and you hear me telling you right now, Leonidas won't run me with his eyes closed.
Uh-oh.
And I give him the back tie and the quarter. If anybody can put that race together, I give Leonidas the back tie and the quarter.
Wow.
But you know what? You know what? When I turn the green light on, it'll be still some haters on here like Jamal say I looked up.
You do be looking up. You know what it is.
J1000 just texted me and told me to kiss his ass two times.
Wow. W-O-W.
J1000. Not only am I going to kiss his ass, but Keisha going to suck my dick from the back.
Wow.
Look, we got about 4 more minutes. I'm open to one more mic. 5051. Your mic is open.
Yeah,
5051. Your mic is open.
Chris, it's just Neil. I got back on the call.
Okay. All right. 0143. Your mic is open. Take the 4-5, your mic is open.
Hey, custom cut.
Yes, may I help you?
Hey, tell J1000 to go to Bradenton.
Yeah, that's what we open.
J1000, I know you heard Possum just tell you to come to Bradenton. Text me and let me know. I don't know why.
Oh, we've already talked. He just got out of the hospital. He was sick. So we've already been talking, so he already knows he's going to be in the race. So.
Did you hear the other thing?
I've been listening the last 2 hours, man. I've been listening the last 2 hours. But the only race I was interested in was when J1000 posted that message through Custom Cuts. That excites me. That's what I've been waiting on. We got a little thing.
Oh, so
you
don't want to run Custom Cut?
Excuse me?
You don't want to run Custom Cut?
Me? Or my
bike?
You
want to run BML?
No, BML.
Yeah.
I already spoke about that, man. We've already talked on the phone.
So, Pastor, you want me to call you after you get off and we lock it up?
We can talk. I told you that.
Man.
We'll talk. I don't talk on this.
I don't know what key that is.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to know. J1000 just texted me and said, Possum, you don't have enough. I will be down there.
Okay, then I'll definitely be in Bradenton for J1000. That's my dream race. That's what I want. So I'll blow my shit up just for his ass. You can blow that. I'll blow the Possum up just for his ass. I mean, I like him. He's a cool cat. No disrespect, but I'll blow my fucking up. Excuse me? You heard it. I mean, hey, he puts that bitch on a street child like he said he would. I'll blow my shit up for him.
Oh, he said flat slick only.
Well, I'm going to tell you, like,
we already talked on the phone. He already, oh, hey, Custom Cuts, we already talked on the phone. He said he didn't have a problem putting a street car back on it.
Wow.
That was like 2 days ago we talked on the phone.
Custom
Cuts
is still here.
He can keep that slick on that bitch with me. He can keep that slick on it with me.
J1000, you heard Hillside Strangler. He said you keep the slick on for him.
I don't give a damn about no slick. I got to ask.
So, who's gonna try to run me in Bradenton?
And shit, if you there, I'll run you. It don't make no difference. I'm going to be there.
Let's don't start the clowning now.
Why you think you can't be
Who you think? Wait, hold on. Who you think you is? The black tackle box?
Who the hell's tackle box?
Who you think you is? The black tackle box?
I don't know nothing about no damn tackle box. No goddamn fishing poles or none of that. I'm going to be there.
As far as the big grudge bike this year, I went out on top. In season where I started. When I beat
here we go with the right time again.
Yeah. I ain't taking nothing for you. In order to be the best, you got to beat the best. Hell, I'm telling you.
Guys, we're running out of time, but next week we're going to talk about Custom Cuts, the living legend. Thank y'all, and y'all have a good night.
Next week. Custom Cuts.
Custom Cuts.
end of the show for tonight, but hopefully we can get Fossman back on, man, to go on and get this Predator and Ray Block in or whatever, so we can. I may have to take a trip down there to Florida next week. I mean, on the 14th.
I tell you what, when people don't know who you is, they damn sure talk funny, don't they? When the stranger come out, I'm trying to tell you, it ain't going to be that much fun talk.
Custom made beyond the glory.
Hey, custom cut.
Yes.
J1000 said he's going to be in Bradenton, right?
Right, right.
All right, good. I mean, I just want to hear it on the radio.
Yeah. So, y'all, we're out of time tonight. Tune in next week when Custom Cuts is going to talk about his
Custom
whole
Cuts
life.
On Lifetime. Custom Cuts on Lifetime next week.
Lifetime. The women's channel.
Women channel. Estrogen channel.
Hold up now. That's the speed channel for y'all.
Custom Cuts, you opened all out, boy. You all out.
Hey, look here, I'm the last man who got a win in CISA, and I'm proud of it, and I thank y'all for tuning in tonight, but Custom X has got to go to bed, so y'all take it easy.
Oh, my God, well, that's going to end the show tonight, but we will be here next Wednesday at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern, so with that being said, we're going to call it tonight. I just want to say good night to you, fellas.
Good night.
Yeah. All right.